This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Adali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, we got a lot to talk about. Anthony Weiner sentenced to 21 months in federal prison in the sexting scandal of a 15-year-old. We're going to talk about that and why it took so long, why it took this long for something to be done, and he does not look happy. The health care bill that looks like was going to be a no, as at least three Republican senators said they weren't going to vote for it, apparently is getting fine-tuned and tweaked, maybe some pot sweetened, and not that it would include pot, I don't think, and we'll tell you the latest on why it could go through. This NFL boycott the last couple days has been a very tumultuous time for those of us that love football. We'll tell you the latest and why maybe all of this was orchestrated. Meth has been found in 7-Up in Mexico. And health experts are now warning travelers to be careful taking in meth that that may accidentally be spiked or on purposely spiked in your 7-Up. There is a quote-unquote safe raw cookie dough shop that is now being sued for making patients sick. We need to tell you the latest on what's going on with the flu epidemic. Apparently, since flu was really, 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 really bad in Australia, they're thinking that our flu, because that's where we kind of get our flu, right? You know, it hits the southern hemisphere first because they have winter before we do. See, I always thought they have winter after us. But no, remember, their time comes before ours. Like, Australia celebrates New Year's Eve before us. So that means their winter comes sooner. I know, I gotta relearn all that Earth access and, you know, all the planetary orbits and figure out why that be. Because you would think that if we had a bad flu season, we would give it to Australia. But no, Australia gives it to us. I don't know. Maybe it's through Outback. I don't know. I love Outback. All right. But anyway, we'll tell you about that and how we're gearing up for that. A robot performed dental surgery on a Chinese woman, just like a robot performed surgery on me. He was very sexy, too. Very, very sexy. But we'll talk more about that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just quickly here, you guys know that I reached out to Donald Trump to see if he could help us with a bipartisan effort, you know, for blood donation. Puerto Rico, from what we understand, has been devastated by Hurricane Maria. We still have donations dropping because of all the devastating impact with Irma and Harvey and people who are routine blood donors not able to come and donate blood. So we've asked Donald Trump and the White House to proclaim a National Blood Donation Week for us, the National Blood Donation Week that we just had, if he could, so shall it be written, so shall it be done, type of thing. And I guess one way to go about that, since I don't know if he listens to my show, okay, is the petition. And we actually have a petition started. And if any of you guys could go to my website and click on the petition link, it's very easy. All you have to do is put a name and an email address, okay? You don't have to put your measurements. You don't have to put your PSA values or your cholesterol values. All we need is a name and an email to sign the a valid email to sign the petition. And if we can get 100,000 signatures by mid-October, maybe Donald Trump will help us with this and the White House. I tried knocking on the door. I was there. I was in Washington, D.C. just about a week or two ago, but he wasn't home, and the White House was dark, and I'm like, hey, guys, I need to sign a petition. You know, they're like, ah, lady, get out of here. But, you know, one thing, though, I really need to, comment on is, you know, bravo to the baby boomers. And we're going to be touching a little bit on this when we talk about the NFL and the anthem. But, you know, the baby boomers, very interestingly, really incorporated blood donation as a part of their culture. Okay, you know, blood donation, just for some quick history. Back in the 1600s is when they, you know, really identified and kind of mastered the idea of the circulatory system and attempted the first blood transfusion. But it really wasn't until World War II efforts, when the military and the Red Cross helped promote blood donation. And I guess 13 million pints were collected for the war effort. You know, people saw that, you know, people weren't dying so much in World War I from an actual gunshot wound. It was the bleeding that ensued. And so by World War II, they had, perfected ways for people to donate blood and people to give blood. And so 13 million pints were collected for World War II effort. And so the kids of that era, hence the baby boomers, right, came back after daddy and mommy had been working. Daddy overseas in the military, mom, you know, the factories. Babies were born from that. And the idea of, you know, our troops, our hospitals need blood. We could do this now. It was just a part of their culture. The problem we have is baby boomers are starting to age out of donating blood. There's really no maximum age. You can be 89 years old and donate blood. But, you know, if baby boomers have health issues or if they, take certain medications, blood thinners, they can't donate blood. Yet the younger generations aren't picking up the slack. Now, we do have a lot of high schools. Apparently, you could be 16 years old and donate blood if you have parental consent. But a lot of high schools and college campuses are trying to pick up the slack, but we just don't have enough. They say 20% of blood donations come from the youngest groups, 16 to 22. But that's 20% of blood donations. Less than 10% come from 23 to 29-year-olds, or millennials. Less than 12% come from people in their 30s. And so, if the majority are the baby boomers, what are we going to do as, you know, many of them age out to donate? So, guys, you know, if you're young, if you got some good juicy blood, please. And trust me, I cannot wait to try to overturn, you know, gay men and, being able to donate blood. We need all the blood we can get, especially since we screened it all. Go to my website at drdahlia.com or my Facebook or Twitter to sign the petition for National Blood Donation Week. All right, the NFL, what's next? 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. Buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're going to be talking a little bit about health care. But still, right now, Obamacare is the law of the land. And many of us with high deductibles, it's been kind of thwarting us going and getting something done for our health. Me, I think I've met my deductible, and so I'm trying to do everything right now before the end of the year. Get my mammogram, etc. And, you know, still, through the insurance, it's pretty expensive. And one thing I did out of the insurance, which ended up being a hell of a lot cheaper, is my lifeline screening. And you've heard me talk about this on the show, and I can't stress it enough. Screening for stroke, screening for osteoporosis, screening for aneurysm, peripheral artery disease, atrial fibrillation, and peripheral vascular disease, atrial fibrillation. These are tests that can be very easily done in an inexpensive package starting at $149. Lifeline Screening offers these quick, easy, painless screening tests. They use ultrasound technology, so no radiation. You could stay dressed when these get done. They're painless. They're easy. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. You're saving at least 50% doing these packages that they have. Very easy, very simple, and the results can be given to you in a form, are given to you in a form that you can take to your doctor, medical provider, have them incorporate into the chart. Plus, they also give you your risk factors and, you know, give you advice on how to cut some of those risk factors. It's probably one of the best things I've done, and I really recommend you guys do it as well. Call Lifeline Screening at 888-815-LIFE to schedule an appointment today. That's 888-815-5433. All right, so pretty crazy football day yesterday, right? I mean, the Steelers losing, the Raiders losing, the Patriots barely squeaking by. The Chiefs had to work for it against the Chargers. The Bills beating the Broncos. Wow. So for any of us that put money on the games, boy, did a lot of us probably took a beating yesterday. And but, you know, what really was, I guess, more chaotic than seeing all the, you know, and I, you know, good for the Bills. The Bills deserve to win. You know, I love seeing the Rams and Chargers starting to, you know, make some moves. Good job with the Falcons. But, you know, boy, these teams really had to work for it. There was some struggles yesterday on the field. But one of the biggest struggles now was people choosing between honoring their country or standing up to Trump. And it should have never happened, and I'm really, really frustrated. So basically, where all this hoopla started was the president was stumping for Luther Strange. Now, Luther Strange is a Republican who's running for a special election for U.S. Senate this week. And Donald Trump was speaking to an Alabama crowd that they should boycott professional football teams whose players refuse to stand for the national anthem. He said, wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, say, get that son of a blank off the field right now? Now, you know, he was probably alluding to Colin Kaepernick, quarterback of the 49ers, who I don't even believe is a part of the NFL anymore. I don't think he was picked up by any team. And he had taken a knee protest, and it was a real big deal last year, and many people booed him, some people cheered him, and, you know, I thought things were kind of quieting down. I know there were a couple people that sat out of the anthem, but it was starting to be old. You know, it was starting to be like, look, okay, you know, sitting out on the anthem isn't, you know, because the whole, I guess the whole impetus of this, you know, started when Colin Kaepernick was showing support for protesting police brutality on African Americans, and so, you know, his sitting out of the anthem, sitting down to the anthem, showing disrespect, was something that was really commended by a lot of people. I think he even made the cover of Time magazine. I have to remember. I really haven't been following everything that Colin Kaepernick did. And so, you know, but it starts kind of quiet down. There were maybe a few people here and there, as different focuses have come into the news, like, you know, Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey and, you know, what's been happening with Puerto Rico, etc. So there's been other things in the news. And so I think we expected that there was going to be more of a push, as we've seen with the NFL, for Red Cross donations, etc. Well, when Donald Trump was you know, stumping for, you know, Luther Strange, and he said, you know, the NFL owners should say, get that son of a Blake off the field right now. Once we heard that, we knew, all right, well, then the NFL players are going to, or many of them are going to use this as an opportunity to show lack of support or oppose Trump. Unfortunately, the only way they appeared to be able to do that was sitting down and sitting out of the anthem. And it was really heartbreaking. Because for those of us who love football, and we love our football players, and we love the NFL, and we love how the NFL supports our veterans, supports our troops, you know, supports the Red Cross, supports, you know, these, you know, it comes in to help. You know, like J.J. Watt, when it came to the hurricanes, to see something like this was, you know, just really devastating. And, you know, a lot of people are blaming Trump. Well, he shouldn't have stirred up the pot. And again, I was kind of frustrated by that, going, why, you know, why did that have to get brought up? We were moving on. And I think we had close to 200 players take a knee. And some people said, well, who cares? So what? They're taking a knee. You know, here's the thing, okay? You know, football, it's an American sport. Yeah, we have Canadian football, and, you know, maybe in Europe they're, you know, beyond rugby, they may be doing more American football. But, you know, we don't have a lot of things that are truly American anymore. You know, they're even saying that the hamburger isn't going to be the food later of America. It's going to be the taco. But I thought that was, you know, one of the foods of Mexico. You know, what do we have that's ours, even though the hamburger came from Germany? You know, what is something that is truly American that stands out, you know, that is different from all other countries? It's American football. And so when you have players sit out of the anthem, it's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing, and it shows that as a country we are really weak. Now, from a selfish note, I watch football to escape politics. I don't want to flip and be reminded of politics. Okay, football is an escape. I don't want to know what's going. I want to know what's going on. But when I sit down to watch football, I don't want to think about North Korea. I don't want to think about Trump. I don't want to think about Hillary. I don't want to think about Chuck Schumer. I don't want to think about Mitch McConnell. I don't want to think about that stuff. True, yes, if there's, you know, a tragedy going on, and they say, you know, yeah, you know, and you know, they're letting us know through these PSAs, through Red Cross, etc. Absolutely, you got a great audience. I understand how, you know, you can get a lot of people to help. I mean, NFL games are one of the most highly rated shows now, although it's been going down the last couple weeks because of the protests, from what we're hearing. But, you know, please let football be about football. The last thing we need is to have divisiveness within a team. You have some players kneeling, some players standing. The Pittsburgh Steelers decided not to go out on the field for the anthem. The coach didn't want their players to have to take a side, which kind of makes some sense. But then one of the players, who was a veteran from the Steelers, he wanted to come out and show his support for the flag. You know, and so this, I don't understand. Colin Kaepernick obviously gets the credit or the blame, however you want to look at it, for connecting, you know, a political position to sitting out of an anthem at a game where people unite on one side or the other. And I understand with football, all right, you take one side versus the other, you're booing each other, you know, I get that. But when you're a part of a team, one thing that makes football so great is, you know, when you're a Cowboy fan, you are really connected to other Cowboy fans. You may not know their name, you may not know their background, who gives a damn? They're a Cowboy fan, you guys bond. Same thing with Steeler fans. Same thing with Patriot fans. You have a bond. And now we're having divisiveness within these teams. And we are showing such a lack of respect for a country that allowed football to be. And it's a sad day in America. It really is. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We were just speaking about football. Aaron Hernandez, remember? Ex-Patriots, he was a tight end, was he? Yeah. Who had been convicted of murder and had killed himself within his prison cell. Apparently, his brain had been evaluated post-mortem, and he was found to have, quote, the most severe case of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. The family, from what we understand, is now suing the NFL and the Patriots. We've talked about chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Athletes who sustain multiple concussions, trauma to the head, are at high risk of getting this. It's a progressive degenerative disease of the brain. We've also seen this in veterans. And, symptoms could be a variety of symptoms. And there's actually stages that I'll talk about in a little bit of CTE. And, you know, what was so, I guess, scary about this is Aaron Hernandez was, I believe, only 27 years old. But his CTE, the stages and the severity of his CTE was almost like of a 65-year-old. And a 65-year-old. And so with that, you wonder how these, how long did he suffer with symptoms, right? If his brain looked like that of a 65-year-old, how long was he suffering within the stages of CTE? And then when did it start? Was he, was it when he was 12? I'm not sure when he started his football career, whether he did Pop Warner or middle school or high school, et cetera. And so, Aaron Hernandez has been probably, notoriously named the most dangerous man in football. And, we can't say that all violent people that were football players became violent because of football. But it makes you start to think about O.J. Simpson. Makes you start to think about, some of these other cases where you hear that, football players got in trouble for domestic violence or, were arrested for this. And you're like, well, are we seeing a higher percentage of crimes or violence in athletic players that sustain head trauma? And then we can relate what they do to the CTE. So, this lawsuit has been filed by the family against the NFL New England Patriots. It's reportedly about $20 million. Hernandez had hung himself in his prison cell April 19th of this year. And what the lawsuit specifies is that they're not suing the NFL for the murder and the conviction that Aaron Hernandez did. But they're suing because he killed himself. And CTE can't do that. So researchers from Boston University, who were the ones that also came out with that study, remember they looked at 110 of 111 brains, or they looked at about 111 brains of people who had been active in the NFL players, and they found that at least 99% of them had evidence of CTE. Same researchers. And they concluded that the football star had stage 3 of 4 CTE. And the neuropathologist found atrophy, loss of brain volume, the tau protein deposits throughout the frontal lobes. Now, tau protein is what can give rise to dementia, Alzheimer's. We talked about amyloid deposits and tau proteins. These things disrupt networks and firings of the nerves and the synapses and the electrical current of the brain. And so, these tau proteins, when they start to build up, they really start to mess up with the messaging. And if you have these tau protein deposits within the frontal lobes, which would make sense because when people hit their head, most of the force will happen in the frontal area. The frontal lobe regulates impulse control, memory, judgment, social behavior, problem solving. So, frontal lobe is a very, very important part of the brain as any other part, but it's specific to impulse control, memory, judgment, problem solving, social behavior, personality. It's a biggie. And if the frontal lobe is what's getting the blows to the brain, is getting the most of the blows, you do have a coup, counter coup. We've talked about how when you get a concussion, you get the first blow to the, part of the head that gets hit, but then the brain slams against the backside of the skull and then comes forward and it could go back and forth. So the coup for the part where the impact is to the counter coup, the opposite side. And that could go back and forth. It could oscillate for a little bit, 5-6 times even. But the first force, obviously, is the most dangerous. So what are the stages of chronic traumatic encephalopathy? So the stages are as follows. Stage one is loss of concentration, attention, dizziness, and headaches. So if you have a child that plays football or plays soccer or plays hockey and has gotten hit in the head, you think, a few too many times, and they start to lose some concentration, maybe they complain of dizziness, have some attention issues, that could be an early stage of CTE. We can't diagnose the child with a blood test or scan at this time. You know, unfortunately, CTE can only be definitively diagnosed on autopsy. But if you have a kid that plays football or anybody, that and you start to see these, that could be the first sign. The second stage would be more short-term memory loss in addition to what we just talked about, a mood disorder such as depression, and at times they can have explosive outbursts. So if you have a player that all of a sudden just goes, you start, you know, and you're, you know, that could be a sign of CTE. Again, the frontal lobe, right? You know, you don't want to stop, make a decision, you know, think about, you know, the anger. You're going to have some impulse control. You're going to have lack of judgment. Now, stage three, which is what Aaron Hernandez had, he had worsening loss of memory, judgment, ability to do daily tasks. You could also have movement disorders, tremors, suicidality. So the stage three CTE, Aaron Hernandez committed suicide. Now, somebody could say, well, look, you know, somebody was a Patriot star. They get convicted for murder. They have another impending case. You know, many people try to commit suicide in jail. They could say, well, you know, they, you know, don't want to live life as a convict even if they get out of jail. So if their life is ruined, they'd rather be dead or whatever. So somebody could say the suicidality didn't necessarily have to do with the CTE, but it could have. You know, and it was very strange the way he, you know, left this world, you know. He had scripture written, and I think there was soap, and there was, there seemed to be a lot of planning, and it was just a little, you know, and it didn't seem like a rash decision. It seemed like, you know, I can't really fathom to say what he was thinking at that time, but there could be a link. And then stage four is where you have evidence of dementia. You could have amnesia. You could have severe cognitive impairment. And I wrote an article on this on my the website, so go to my website at drdahlia.com. And also there's a slide up showing you how the brain looks, and you start to see the shrinking of the brain. You start to see what these advanced stages could look like. So it's pretty scary stuff. And I, you know, we were just talking about the NFL with all the political BS going on right now with, you know, whether players should sit out or not. By the way, I think the Cowboys, and I forget one other team, decided not to comment yet, and the Cowboys are playing the Cardinals, so it'll be interesting to see what their players. Rumor has it that the Cowboys have no intention of sitting out during the anthem. But, you know, talking about CTE and trauma to the head, et cetera, you know, I don't know what the NFL could do except, you know, just not allow tackles, and that's what football is about. You know, I watch a lot of football, and I almost scream at the TV, not so much because my team is losing or winning, it's because I you could hear the clinks of the helmets. You see the head trauma happen. And nobody's really telling us how much head trauma could cause CTE, and I think it's a lot less than what a blow in football does. So I don't know how much softer they could make the helmets. I don't think it matters. I think there's still a risk. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free? That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so This is going to be the last stretch, all right, of the year. I guess this is, they have to finish it by the end of September or go for broke. And the new version of the health care bill was going to be a bust, as Senator John McCain said, hell no. And Senators Collins from Maine and Murkowski from Alaska were leaning towards a no. However, they say that maybe there is something that they could do to the new health care bill will actually help Alaska and Maine, make it a lot harder for the two senators to say no to it. So according to the Washington Post, they say the Republican senators at the forefront of the latest effort to undo the Affordable Care Act released a version of their bill today, sending more health care dollars to the states that have key holdouts. And according to a summary obtained by the Washington Post, Senators Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, and Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, hence the Cassidy-Graham bill, will propose giving Alaska and Maine more funding than initially offered. Those states are represented by Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins of Maine, who have expressed concerns about the bill and have yet to say how they will vote. They say, but there was very little evidence as of today that these changes would secure enough for passage because Senator Rand Paul is still against the bill and Senator John McCain. So we really can't, I don't think, lose more than those two. And if we have a tie, then Mike Pence, our Vice President Mike Pence, could help the GOP. But if you have either Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski against this bill, that could be a problem. They said a vote by Collins or any other senator would be enough to defeat the bill. And no Democrats are expected to support it. Republicans hold a 52-48 advantage in the Senate and can only lose two votes from their party and still pass legislation with the help of the tie-breaking vote from Pence. So several Republicans close to the process have long counted Collins as an eventual no, thinking that there's going to be little that could be done to change her mind. They say right now Alaska would give 3% more funding between 2020 and 2026 than under the current law, and Maine would get 43% more funding during that time period under the updated bill. The Cassidy-Graham's legislation would overhaul the ACA by lumping together the current law spending on insurance subsidies and expanding Medicaid and redistributing it to states in the form of block grants. The plan was distributed among Republicans late Sunday, with party leaders just one no vote away from defeat. And so right now we haven't heard back from Murkowski or Collins. From what we understand, still mum, hush, hush, probably thinking this through. And, you know, it is all up to them. I hate the idea of all this power going to just one or two people. It really bothers me. It just does, you know. And the idea that, you know, well, if, you know, you are the outlier, you know, you could basically, you know, get more money and get more money. And, I get a little nervous about that. You know, I mean, the country has to come first. We have some major issues. States need help. You know, and I would like to see something pass. I don't want to see a crappy bill pass. I don't want to see the, and that's why Rand Paul's against this. He's like, look, just repeal Obama. He wants Obamacare completely repealed and replaced. All right? It doesn't look like that's going to work. Okay? There's, unless we have something in place that can pick up the pieces, and remember, the Affordable Care Act was designed to be like a bomb where if you try to cut the red wire, the whole thing explodes. You know, Rand Paul's like, why would I vote for something that's halfway or Obamacare light? I get that, you know, he's worried about his political, you know, career as well, et cetera. And I know he's worried about the country. I think they all are. But, you know, Obamacare is failing now. Something has to be done. And if something isn't done, then if GOP lose any more seats in the midterm elections, then Democrats and liberals are just going to infuse more money into Obamacare. And I don't like the idea of infusing more money into a failing bill. They say in an interview Monday with NPR's Morning Edition, one of the bill's co-sponsors, Senator Ron Johnson, defended the recent changes as part of an iterative process aimed at making the distribution of federal funding more equitable. He said there's nothing unusual about this. We're trying to make this as fair as possible. Now, he was cautiously optimistic, stopped short of saying the measure would pass. So it shows the GOP is nervous. Even President Trump expressed skepticism of the bill's chance of passage. He was on Rick and Bubba. Remember I told you guys about one of my favorite shows is Rick and Bubba? Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. Packs the gravy, please. You got to listen to the Rick and Bubba show. It's great. But anyway, he was on the Rick and Bubba show. And he blamed McCain as well as Collins for the demise. It's an Alabama-based syndicated radio program. So McCain came out against the measure on Friday, arguing Republicans should work with Democrats to produce a bill that can attract wider support. Now, why aren't the Democrats supporting something like this? It keeps the majority of Obamacare still in place. Why isn't there bipartisan support? Well, either they're against the mandates being taken away, either they're against some of the essential health benefits. See, the essential health benefits still have to be, from what I understand, followed by these insurance companies that are getting subsidies. But the insurance companies will also be able to offer plans that don't have the essential health benefits, which I'm actually okay with if that's what some people want to purchase. So if you have people out there that say, look, okay, I don't need a physical, a mammogram, birth control, pregnancy. I'm a guy, and I already see my heart doctor. And my heart doctor checks my heart, etc. I have a urologist checking my prostate. So if I don't need those four or five essential benefits, let me pay less for my health plan. I like the idea of people having choices, you know, getting to, you know, check off the box and, you know, pick what they need. But, I think the Democrats are, you know, for the most part saying, look, you know, we're not going to support any attempt to dismantle what Obamacare is, which then if this doesn't pass this week, what ends up happening is, we start to have more and more premium issues, deductible issues, more insurance companies leaving the exchange. You know, there could just be a natural selection process of this where, all right, well, if, you know, you don't have enough insurance companies on the exchange, people just don't go to the exchange. And then insurance companies can offer, certain skeleton plans and people could buy those. The problem is it's a mess. Even the skeleton plans are expensive. And like I said, all it takes is after the midterm elections for more money to get infused to keep Obamacare on life support. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, maybe there's a reason for this. You know, I have never seen Congress work so hard on something that they just can't make happen that maybe it's not meant to be. You know, maybe we're supposed to have a crappy healthcare system. Maybe it has to collapse such that, you know, innovative, creative business people come together and say, look, this is what we're going to do. Okay? If you want, healthcare, you know, well, a lot of churches have been doing where kind of communally people put money in and, they put money into the system and then that system is there to take care of whoever's sick. That's the way it used to be in biblical times. Everybody would give a tithe 10% in the Old Testament. They'd give a tithe 10% to the temple, to the church. And then that money would be used for the sickly, etc. I know it's kind of equitable to a tax system, and don't get me started on tax reform. That also has to be that also has to get passed. But I know it's frustrating for you and I as we're supposed to re-enroll November 1 for new health insurance. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.